Blog Talk Radio.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll
go down in history. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and
Comet, Cupid and Donder and Blitzen, not Donner.
But
do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? That's Miss X, the most famous one of all. I go down in history. But I couldn't resist. Tonight's show is dedicated, and we are looking for some Hanukkah music, too. The best DJ of all time, Uncle Vic. Rest in peace, Uncle Vic. Vic Fleckman, formerly of WGCL 98 FM in Cleveburg. To this day, I cannot do a show as great as this man. And I also had the privilege of working with Uncle Vic in 2008, on a cable TV show. We'll get into more of that in a few minutes. Yeah, I am mad that Uncle Vic passed away. You're darn right. Damn right I am. Down, 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 down. In history. And I also did tell you a while ago that, and you didn't listen to me, I said you better not pout, but you pout anyway.
You better watch out. You
better not quit pouting. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Gather around. He's making a list.
Checking it out.
Find out who's naughty at night. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You want me to put my little finger there? Oh, it's raining out the room. What is that? Nope, I don't hear any yet. No, 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 no. Yeah, so back in the 1980s, there was the show on Sunday night. Just like tonight is Sunday night here. And this show, called the Uncle Vic Show, and he used to do a noise that went something like this. I can never do it as great as him. To this day, I haven't found a DJ as great as him. People used to, there was this window down where Miss X worked for years by East 15th and Chester Avenue. in Cleveburg, and it's right by the City Greyhound bus station. So you can imagine the stories and the characters that Uncle Vic would talk about right outside his window while he was broadcasting live on the radio Sunday nights. He took me through all those Sunday nights as a kid, in the dark, in your bedroom, listening to Aunt Vicky call in and flirt with him at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, listening to Howard somewhere, way out of Lodi. Lodi is a rural area out there with the fields. It was really rural. I don't know what it is now, but it was rural then, back in the 80s. He would call in and give us the weather report of how freezing cold it was, how many icicles there were, all on Uncle Vic's show. And if there was going to be school tomorrow. Back in those days, not like you spoiled brats today, we had to wait all night to find out if there was going to be school. So we'd be anxiously looking out the window. Every friggin' blizzard. Is it going to be enough white snow for us to stay home tomorrow? Mom, do you think it's snowing hard enough for us to be off tomorrow? Year after year, I would be looking at the street lights and seeing how fast the snow was blowing. And I knew that when the snow was blowing sideways with the big flakes for hours and hours, it was almost always going to be, school was going to be canceled the next day. But we would always listen on Sunday nights. And, of course, it's Cleveland. There's a lot of blizzards up there in the north. It's like Antarctica up there. Really, it is, right against the Great Lakes. Right on the border of Canada, where I grew up. Right on the border of Canada, 25 miles from the Canadian border, more like 20, actually. So if you listen to Uncle Vic, because he's going to let you know if we're going to have school or not tomorrow. Uncle Vic was the one that introduced this Australian song, Down Under, by Men at Work. And I believe it was a summer night in the basement. So we're in the basement listening to him. When we're kids on Sunday night, we're recording it on our old Kmart cassette recorder. We're upstairs in our bedrooms. He had a voice like that, Uncle Vic did, listening to him in the dark. In the dark, if New Year's Eve came on a Sunday night, oh, we had our little transistor radio under the covers. We're with the covers up to our chin, listening to the best radio DJ. He wasn't even a DJ. You have to understand that Uncle Vic and his show had a theme to it. People would drive by waving bags of McDonald's when Uncle Vic announced that he was on a diet. There were nights where he would run across the street, and I would do this. I would do this live on air right now if we still had telephone booths. Uncle Vic would run across the street during his broadcast. Mind you, while he was supposed to be broadcasting his show, he would run across the street, use the phone booth to call people and just ask them to be on the show. He would just stop people, I believe, on the street over there, downtown Cleveland. Hey, you want to be on the show? I'm broadcasting live. All of these things are things that I have done on this show and on another show that I did on Blog Talk Radio without even knowing that I was getting it from Uncle Vic. It was somewhere buried in my subconscious. When you're that young, I mean, I was like 10 years old when this guy was on the radio, okay? When you're that young, you're picking up on stuff. You don't even realize. I'm looking at the green grass right now with the white, little bit of the white snow left on it, and I cannot believe that Uncle Vic is no longer on this planet. Just can't believe it. The man had so much energy. He brought to my friend's show on Blog Talk Radio. When he was on the radio, or when you saw him in person, there was a total change in the room. He's one of those people. The charismatic. It wasn't just his appearance where he had the big afro hair back in the 80s. It wasn't the way he dressed. He had the energy that I have always wanted to have. The type of person that when they enter the room, there's a change. You just know somebody great just entered the room. He never should have left WGCL 98 FM. So mad about that. Can you imagine This guy is like my number one DJ of all time, and I get to work with him in 2008, the end of November, and in December of 2008, right around Christmas time, we had the Christmas tree up there on the set, on the stage for the TV show. And there I get to meet Uncle Vic. I am so glad, because, you know, a lot of people often say that they don't get a chance to tell. Now, I'm not going to cry, because, you know, Uncle Vic would not want that, believe me. He would. I don't think he was that type of person, so I'm not going to cry. But a lot of people don't get to tell their childhood heroes, if you will, or the people they admire in their childhood. They never get a chance to tell them how much they meant to them. But I got that chance when I got to work with Uncle Vic as an adult. And it was so cool to be able, it was so wonderful to be able to stand there and, you know, as an adult, and talk adult to adult about what it was like as a kid. Seeing him on TV, I mean, you got to just Google Uncle Vic, Cleveland, Ohio. Watch the skits that he did with the ghoul. I told him I remembered the words, and I sang the words for him to a song that he did with the ghoul. And he burst out laughing, and he said, in 2008, he said, "That's a real fan," he said to the woman that was next to him at the time. She, referring to me, Miss X, she remembers my lyrics. That's a real fan. And I told you, I'm not a fan of anyone. I am never a fan. There's no actor or person on planet Earth that I'm a fan of. There are people, however, there are people that I relate to that I think are like me, people that I would like to be like in some of their ways as a performer. There are people I admire for their performing talent. And boy, Vic Blackman was one of those people, and I am amazed at how young he was. You know, that's another scary thing, isn't it? Take a look at your white lights on your Christmas tree right now. I don't have a Christmas tree, but I have candy canes and these little yellow white lights from the cheap dollar store dollar lights. That's why they don't stretch, because they're so cheap. Ooh! Want to hear them? So you get all tangled up. My little four-piece Christmas village, which will take me another 50 years to build up to 100 pieces. But getting that opportunity, you know, when you're an adult and you meet people that you really admired in your childhood, the most shocking thing to me is when you discover how young those people were. He was barely 30 years old, if 30, when we were listening to him on the radio. The man was maybe 29, 30 years old. And we always thought he was older because we were little kids. Maybe being kids was part of it. But I feel very sorry for people that had to go through their adolescent years without 1980s radio. Because there are no personalities in radio anymore. We know that. There's nobody that's going to do a show with a theme like Uncle Vic had every single Sunday night. Do you know how much work that takes to think up a theme to every show? I'm locked out. Miss X was locked out today in the cold yesterday, in the cold. No wallet, no keys. And I experienced what it's like to be locked out. And Uncle Vic apparently got locked out of the of the radio studio when he was supposed to be live on air. So another time on Sunday Night Show, he would just, you know, let some guy take over on the microphone because he ran across the street to get some food. All of these stories are online. Try to listen to the audio clips if you have no idea what I'm talking about. Uncle Vic did a Erotic Suburb as a favorite song of mine that he ever did was Erotic Suburb. Take a listen to it. It's out there. It's on YouTube. And his most popular song, however, made it to the Billboard charts. Yes, that's right. America and the United States as a whole recognized how great my Uncle Vic was. And he had a hit song on the Billboard charts called Space Invaders, all about the video game Space Invaders in the 1980s. We love you, Uncle Vic. I can't believe that you're gone. People like Uncle Vic, the energy is never gone. It's just not. Your energy is never gone. The show tonight is in memory of and dedicated to Uncle Vic, Vic Bluckman, the best radio DJ of all time. And he went off the air sometime in the 1980s, and I haven't found a better DJ since. We're out there with you, Uncle Vic, still here on Earth, checking the winter weather, still calling in, and we're still remembering. Never be dead air on the radio back then. We're trying to pull you up. Some Hanukkah song. Hanukkah, the feast of rededication. Here we go. See if it decides to work. No, of course not. Well, that was really nice. You know, if you're going to upload something on Internet Archive, will you please do me a favor, everybody, and make sure that you have something on there and not something that's just 0 seconds long? Oh, boy. Yes, someone actually uploaded. Yes. Yes, they did. They uploaded something that is 0 seconds long. Okay. Hanukkah. Oh, Hanukkah. Here we go. That's the name of the song. And this is for Uncle Vic. I'm rhyming it correctly because I think if your name rhymes, it's really cool. So even if it doesn't rhyme, I'm going to make it like it rhymes. Aaron Baron Cohen with his Hanukkah songs. And there were a couple of them there. I guess he was trying to modernize. I don't know about that. Are you done wrapping your Christmas presents yet? Because I got a few more Christmas carols for you to listen to. And remember, from Miss X to all the families of all of the people out there, all of my listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and have a great, wonderful, wonderful New Year.
Thank you.
So just in case anybody is really listening in the archives to the bitter end, yep, we're going to finish with A Little Town of Bethlehem. Merry Christmas and happy 2020 year. It's 2020. Thank you.